present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week in Halifax, deep in the heart. Deep in the heart of the Halifax area. The most famous son of Halifax must be Percy Shaw, who was inspired to invent cat's eyes after discovery in 1934. Legend has it that one dark night he was driving along an unlit road when a cat appeared in the road ahead, and Shaw made the observation that cats explode when you run them over. Nearby, drawn between Leeds, Bradford and Wakefield, is the famous rhubarb triangle, where hundreds of West Yorkshire farmers, smallholders and market gardeners growing rhubarb cause aircraft to mysteriously disappear. Nearby Huddersfield is home to the pharmaceutical company Thornton & Ross, manufacturers of the famous Cavonia throat lozenge. When its inventor, Joseph Thornton, died recently, at his funeral, as a mark of respect, there was no coffin. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryan, John Finnemore. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Susan Kalman. And taking her place next to me, please welcome a lovely lady who's scored on more desks than she can remember, the delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with a game called New Company Slogans. Now, good slogans should reflect the organisation it represents, like Northern Rail and its motto, "Let the train cause the strain." Actually, that's unfair, as my trip from Leeds to Halifax was one of the most enjoyable fortnights of my life. Now, in this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest alternative slogans for well-known companies or organisations. Barry, you can start.
Tesco's. Every little hurts.
Tim.
Ryanair. We've just charged you £10 for reading this slogan.
Susan.
Gordon's gin, because sometimes life's just better when you're drunk.
John.
United Airlines. Resistance is futile.
Viagra. Top breeders recommend it.
Primark, because you're not worth it.
The Milk Marketing Board. A glass of milk in every glass.
The BBC. We annoy the Daily Mail so you don't have to.
Wix. Our doors never close.
Virgin Trains. The first time is always the worst.
HM Revenue and Customs, because you have to.
British Airways, separating you from your luggage since 1974.
The Noise Abatement Society.
Sometimes only the best will do. For the rest of the time, there's Asda. No, we like Asda. Waitrose, why pay less?
Ryanair, what are you going to do, walk?
TK Maxx, like a car boot sale, but indoors.
Time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Colin recently revealed he added Cream and the Jam to his CV, but luckily it was laminated, and after a quick sponge down, it was as good as new. OK, we'll start with you, Barry. I'd like you to sing the words of Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye to the tune of local favourite on Ilkla Moor Bar Tat.
I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, then come on, come on, come on. Now, baby, let's get it on. Let's look, baby, let's get it on. Sugar, let's get it on. I'm asking you, baby, to get it on with me. I ain't gonna worry. I ain't gonna push, I won't push you, baby, so come on, come on. Come on, come on, baby, stop beating around the bush. Hey, let's get it on, let's get it on.
Marvellous stuff. So you now, John, and I'd like you to sing the words of I'm a Gnu by Flanders and Swan to the tune of O Fortuna from Carmina Burana by Carl Orff.
The nicest quack of ganitia in the zoo. I'm a gnu. How do you do? You really ought to know who's woo. I'm a gnu. Spelled G-N-U. Like you're not a camel or a kangaroo.
Jeremy Hart has just shot himself.
Your turn, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of Common People by Yorkshire band Pulp to the tune of Charles Aznavour's lovely She.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. But that's when I caught her eye, she told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine, and in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else would I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got an all money.
And finally, Susan, I'd like you to sing the words of There's No One Quite Like Grandma by the St. Winifred's School Choir to the tune of Harry Nilsson's Without You.
There is no one quite like Grandma, and I know you will agree that she's always a friend to you and a friend to me. There is no one quite like Grandma. She's there in times of need, before it's bedtime. On her knee to us, a book she'll read. Grandma, we love you, Grandma. We do, though you may be far away. We think of you, and one day when we're older, we'll look back and we'll say, There's no one quite like Grandma. She's helped us on our way. Grandma! There's no one quite like Grandma. We do. Oh, Grandma, we love you. Grandma!
Oh,
Susan Calman. Round of applause. Susan Calman.
Susan Calman, reaching the high notes there. And the interesting thing is, those are the only high things she's ever reached. Well, the next game is called Word for Word, and it's all about words. I discovered recently that the words pod, dollop and swims look exactly the same when you turn them upside down, which is useful to know if you're ever challenged to a game of Scrabble by a resting bat. Teams, I'd like you to take it in turns to exchange a series of words while the opposing team should challenge if they detect a connection between any of those words. So you can start this one, Tim and Susan.
Token.
Potato.
Balustrade.
Flippant.
Lump.
John.
I've often been called a flippant lump.
I can well believe it. And I... So over to Barry and John.
Bombastic.
Spool.
Delicatessen.
Whippet.
Susan.
In some delicatessens, you can take your whippet in.
Name one.
My local delicatessen, the Glasgow delicatessen.
I don't buy that, unless it's actually a guide whippet for a very, very fast-running blind man. John Barry.
Exodus.
Legume.
Forensic.
Bountiful.
Geriatric.
Bunny.
Susan.
I have a friend with an old rabbit.
Is it actually old enough to be considered a geriatric rabbit?
Yes, in rabbit
in
years.
Terms, yes.
Rabbit terms,
in
yes.
rabbit years, because there's, yeah. there's what, like 90 rabbit years to a human.
So, yes, I'll give you that, Tim and Susan.
Oh. Macaroni.
Buttock.
Barry, I hope you're going to behave yourself.
It's just a rather painful memory at a party, wasn't it? Well, I sat down once to relax and realised I was on the menu.
So that's brought up a memory, it's a personal memory, so I suppose there is a connection there. However, I don't think Tim and Susan were to know that. So on this occasion, I'm not going to allow the challenge, Barry.
There is also a medical condition, macaroni buttock.
Ah.
It's very, very painful and sort of knobbly.
Is it?
Yeah, I can tell you from personal experience.
How do you cure macaroni buttock?
Dressing Parmesan. Of garlic, a little white wine, basil.
Okay.
All
right, so I'll give you that in that case. Barry and John.
Hummus.
Who? It's a word.
What?
Were you going to say mus there? Hummus.
Tim, have you got? Is that a challenge or not?
Well, he's asking who is mus.
You haven't been listening to what the game's about. You can't just buzz in if you want to ask a question. Back to John and Barry.
Indigo.
Balm pot.
Tim has come in again. I hope it's not a question, Tim.
I take some flowers for the balm pot and indigo.
Well, the audience might hate you, but I like you, Tim. So I'm going to let you have that. Tim and Susan.
Microbe.
Oh, no. And that noise says it's the end of that round. That's not the gong, it's the sigh of relief from out there. OK, our next round is a favourite old Yorkshire counting game called Fiddle Faddle. Taking turns, the players must count from 1 to 100, one number at a time. However, a player coming to an odd number must replace it with the word fiddle, and any even numbers must be replaced by the word faddle. Tim, you can start.
1 to 100.
Fiddle to faddle, yes.
OK. Fiddle.
Barry?
Faddle.
Yes. Susan?
Fiddle.
John?
Faddle.
Yeah. You're all surprisingly good at this. Tim?
Fiddle.
Barry?
Six.
Oh, Barry, lapse of concentration there.
Sorry, schoolboy error.
Well, it is quite complicated.
It's quite complicated, Jack.
Well, I'll let you off this time. I know it's not easy. On we go. Let's try again, Barry.
Six. I've done it again.
Yes, you have done it again, and I can't let it go this time, so your team lose faddle points. Susan, pick it up.
Fiddle.
John.
Eight.
You've done it too.
You've done it faddle. Lose another point.
What for?
What faddle, John? What faddle? So, with a flurry of point losing there, Tim and Susan are in the lead with faddle points, while Barry and John trail with only fiddle. Oh, and that noise tells me the old clock on the wall says time's up, and the winners are...
We won!
We won!
We won! We won!
And I'm afraid those last-minute errors mean that Barry and John are this week's winners with no less than fiddle points. Join us again next time we play Fiddle Faddle. The next game is based on the board game Monopoly. These days, the game of Monopoly has a unique place in British society as the only way your children will ever get on the property ladder. Notice there are now all manner of Monopoly variations, and today I've chosen the European version of the game, Euro Monopoly. It's very much as you'd expect. I shall be the banker. So would you please get the game started, Tim?
I'm starting. I'm playing this Union Jack top hat. European Community Chest, Brexit card, get out of Europe free. Wait a minute, get out of Europe free from anyone who knows what they're doing.
Okay. Right, I've got five. I think I'll be the little baguette rather than the lederhosen. One, two, three, quattro, fünf. I've moved into Alsace-Lorraine. I will start a charcuterie and settle down.
Is it Susan?
Yep.
Okay. Right. Playing there at 4:30. Oh, landed on chance. Despite the vote for Brexit, Nigel Farage still appears regularly on TV. Punch yourself in the face.
Yeah. Barry.
Oh, another chance. You remember the name of your MEP. Collect £150 from every player.
Yes.
Oh, I've landed on Greece. Congratulations, it's your 21st birthday. Retire and take a fat pension.
Yeah, this is fun and everything, but I'm actually a bit sick of it. I'm going to stop playing and just go away and play solitaire by myself, but I would still like to get £200 every time I pass go. That's OK?
Can I keep playing as OK, Joe? I'll just keep playing. still.
No, you have to come with me, Susan. Yes. You have to come with me.
Yes, well, we'll see about that in a couple of years' time. So I see. Oh, chance. You've been seen eating a croissant. Go straight to jail. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen now.
Oh, I've landed on the European Parliament in Brussels. It says go to Strasbourg for 4 days a month for no good reason.
Well, of course, that marks the end of the game. Obviously, traditionally, Monopoly is ended by a family member kicking the board over and spoiling Boxing Day. Our next round is called Common Clichés Explained. A cliché, I understand, is a phrase or opinion that is overused and betrays a lack of original thought. I even looked it up in the dictionary, and there's a lovely picture of Barry and Tim. Teams, in this round, I'd like you to suggest some well-known English clichés or idioms together with their real meaning. So, Susan, can you start?
I like to keep abreast of things. Dolly Parton is the new presenter of Newsnight.
Tim.
I'm all ears, and this is the Duchess of Cornwall.
Barry.
My lips are sealed. I've been sucking this tube of superglue.
John.
My wife will have kittens, and I will have the fish.
There's no stopping him once he's seen red. He's a cyclist.
I've been sleeping like a log. I woke up in the fireplace.
He's completely full of crap. Boris Johnson.
I'll be there in a couple of shakes. Just a minute, I'm in the gents.
Bear with me. I'm Christopher Robin.
He's still wet behind the ears. Hasn't mastered the new B-Day yet.
I played my trump card. I acted with utter stupidity and lack of regard for the rest of humanity.
Well, time for a musical round now as we play Musical Conversations. Now, in this round, teams, I'd like you please to sing a song in the style of a conversation. So yours go first, Tim and Susan. And the song I'd like you to utilise in your musical conversation is You Can Leave Your Hat On. Off you go.
Thank you very much. I'm Pete Williams from Williams Electrical. You reported a fault.
Real slow.
OK.
And take off your shoes.
Yes, of course. Nice carpet.
I'll take off your shoes.
Oh, really? That's very, very kind.
Baby, take off your dress.
What? These overalls?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, it's your house. I will need to keep my safety helmet on, though.
You can leave your hat on.
Good, good.
You can leave your hat on.
Yes, thank you very much.
You can leave your hat on.
I heard you the first time. Now, where's the fuse box?
Go on over there.
Gosh, it's dark in here.
Turn on the light.
I've got a torch. It's okay. Don't worry.
No, all the lights.
Okay, they seem to be working. So where's the fault?
Come on over here.
What, right beside you?
Stand on this chair.
Oh, right. It's this lighting the ceiling rose, is it?
That's right.
Okay, I'll just pop a new bulb in.
Raise your arms up in the air.
I have done this before, thank you very much. Gosh, your old bulb's in pretty tight.
Now shake 'em.
Good idea. And there's your new bulb in.
You give me reason to live.
Well, that's very, very kind of you.
You give me reason to live.
We aim to please.
You give me reason to live.
Yes, I heard you the first time, thank you very much.
You give me reason to live.
Right, that'll be our standard call-out charge of £120 to pay.
Sweet darling.
Now let's go to bed.
Your turn now, John and Barry, and the song for your musical conversation is These Foolish Things. Off you go.
Oh, Sergeant Cryer, good to see you. So, talk me through the crime scene. What have we found?
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces.
Excellent. Get it to forensics for analysis.
An airline ticket to romantic places.
Very good. Dawson, alert the airports.
And still my heart has wings.
I beg your pardon?
These foolish things remind me of you.
Let's try and keep this professional, Sergeant. Now, did any of the witnesses hear anything?
A tinkling piano in the next apartment.
Great. Biggs, go and get statements.
Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant.
Seriously, Sergeant, not when we're at work. Now, have we traced that paint chip under the fingernail? Where did it come from?
A fairground's painted swings.
Whoa, that's a huge breakthrough.
These foolish things remind me of you.
Oh, you old softy. Give us a kiss.
Very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to fit in a quick round of Yorkshire Songbook. Samantha's very fond of Yorkshire and bought both her pets from a Yorkshire gentleman friend. He's always happy to see them again when she comes to visit. Last night he had her ferret in his trousers before letting her whip it out for a bit of exercise in the garden. You knew what you were getting when you... Teams, I'd like you to suggest song titles likely to prove popular with people from Yorkshire. John, you can start.
Soul be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Barry?
I can see Morley now, the rain is gone.
Tim?
The only way is up.
Susan?
Ooh, Hebden is a place on earth.
How much is that doggy in the window?
Whitby with your ribbon stick.
I get my kicks on Route A66.
Hey up, big spender. I'm so sorry. Hey up, moderate spender.
I'm Hornsy, 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 Hornsy.
Hey, up, is it tea you're looking for?
All you need is lard.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the big hand of time scratches the arse cheek of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Halifax, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Cryer, John Finnemore, Tim Brooke Taylor and Susan Cowman were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele. The producer was John Naismith.